Good evening and welcome back to the Status Bro Show.
Woo!
I'm your host,
Energy,
Kevin Ebeling, joined with Mr. Corey Vandersley.
What's up, Internet?
Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, how's it going?
Our producer, Melissa Gilbert.
Hey, guys.
And I just got to say, we have a terrible show planned for you guys tonight. We got nothing planned. Like, yeah, everything I tried to come up with completely fell through.
It's pretty bad, I'm not going to lie.
We were going to do Edward 40s, and Corey bricked on that and bought the wrong kind of beer.
No, I bought the right kind of beer. It's just strong as shit.
Yeah, you got Steel Reserve. And
8.1% alcohol by volume.
Yeah, you don't want that. You want to be a little bit standard when it comes to Edward 40
hands.
And I think a
5.5.
Well, what does it taste like?
It's very
tastes
beery.
Like beer?
It's very hoppy. It's really beery.
Great. No, it's not extra hoppy. I usually hate
Zach,
extra
give it a
hoppy
try.
Stuff like
give
IPAs and whatnot.
Yeah, take a sip.
No, I'm not. Oh, come on.
Take
you
a sip.
Do that whole thing. I'd feel bad if I took a sip.
He's got two of them.
I did bring them. I need to open the other
Jesus
one.
Christ.
Yeah, I was going to go for it this week, but seeing as it's 8.1%, I figured I'd go for a trial run.
I don't think you should do that, dude, because I'm a paranoid guy and I have all these scenarios running through my head. I'm like, Corey's going to down these two 40s, and then he's going to die of alcohol poisoning in my apartment. I'm going to feel like a piece of shit for the rest of my life because it was my idea.
No,
we're going to have to stuff them in your trunk. And
I've had way worse.
Yeah,
alcohol
we're
going to
push
them
out in the middle of the lake and throw huge rocks on top of them.
I've had way worse alcohol poisoning than I would drinking this.
Yeah,
dude,
I would think so. Do you never hear about people getting alcohol poisoning from fucking beer?
That is strong. You're right. You're not wrong.
It's very beery.
It's
that's the best way I can describe
it.
It really is. All right. I didn't have a good thing planned. The 40s we're drinking anyway, which is fun.
As always.
Good for you.
But we had a great topic that kind of fell into our laps today, considering
I hate calling
in
it
all
a great
respect,
topic,
Roger Ebert died today.
Yes.
Sorry for that. I'm going to pour one out for him in my mouth.
Cheers. Yeah.
Thumbs at half mast.
Anyways, moment of silence. As you know, on this show, we're all big movie fans, and that really is that's a bummer. I mean, it's a loss, even if he did look like Mason Verger during his last few years on Earth. And that's not his fault, but he really did look fucking scary, dude. Let's be honest.
Yeah, it's probably because he had a chunk of his jaw cut out.
Like, the whole thing, I thought.
Yeah,
the bottom half,
yeah,
anyway.
You might. Maybe he did.
It wasn't his old age that he passed of. He lost to cancer.
No,
yeah,
I know
pretty
it was,
much.
He couldn't talk for the last, like 6 years. All he could do was write, so that was his blog. That's how he spoke, basically.
He also through
tweets.
I found out today on the news that he also couldn't eat. He published a cooking book and still couldn't eat.
Yep.
Was why the fuck would a guy who can't eat publish a cooking book?
That's the glory of it.
Was it like,
intravenous foods?
Cooking with straws? Like drink liquid? I don't know.
Nice.
Weird.
Shake of the month.
Shake of the month.
Let's have a little
respect
for the dead,
yeah,
guys.
You fucking asshole. Jesus.
I'm the asshole?
Yes.
All right, fine.
Shake of the month.
I tip my beer.
Jesus.
Him.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, it was weird. I was working on a something in the studio last night, a project, and I was going to use as one of my news stories that Roger Ebert said he was going to quit for a little while because of recurrence of cancer, and then next day, boom, gone.
Well,
pretty crazy.
He quit.
Yeah, dude, that would have sucked if you actually, like, had to play that in class or something, like, today, and you got in, it was like, you're playing this one, he's like, dude, he died, you fucking dick.
And as sad as it is, my ADD is kicking in so bad, this is boring the fuck out of me and depressing me. So why don't we move on to something else? Do you guys remember a couple weeks ago when we were talking about bizarre foods?
Do you have ADD?
Probably. I did as a kid. I kind of thought I grew out of it. But
I definitely feel like I have an undiagnosed case of it. It never got the Ritalin.
I was medicated for 2 years.
I OD'd on Adderall
medicated.
When I was 20 years old, so I haven't done it since.
Story time with Kevin Ebeling. How'd you OD on Adderall?
It's a terrible story.
No, it's not.
It is. It's terrible. Okay.
Fair enough. Bizarre foods. I'm sorry for cutting you off.
Do you really want to hear about it?
I'm interested.
All right.
Food.
I mean, if it's a terrible story.
Oh, no. It's a real short story. I always do this. I'm trying to rush through my stories just because I don't want to be long-winded. I took Adderall, Ritalin, you know, most of my life. And then I got into... thank you, Corey. Once I got into... fuck you. I'm going to slow it down to a crawl. Once I got into college after high school, I was like, wow, this drug, like, I didn't really like taking it, but then I realized this is kind of like speed, like this is kind of like getting high, like this is kind of fun.
Yeah.
So I started taking it on the regular almost every day, and I was like, this is great, I'm getting tons of schoolwork done, it's awesome, best thing ever. Taking more and more each day, I had the 30 milligram extended release Adderall, which is like the highest prescription you can possibly get. I didn't realize what I was fucking around with. So I'm at the point where I'm taking like... one each day, then two each day, and then two in the morning, then maybe like another one later. And like this one morning, I got up and I took three just all at once. I was like, fuck it, dude. Today's going to be a long day. I'm going to take three in the morning. So I swallowed them, got in my car, drove to the gas station to buy cigarettes. Like, I'm walking out of the gas station, packing my cigarettes, and all of a sudden I'm like, dude, something's going wrong, like, with my chest. Like, this is weird. I get in my car and I start driving, and like, 15 minutes later, my heart is racing, exploding out of my chest. I'm like, something is wrong with me, dude. Like, there's like this weird pumping feeling in my chest. This is wrong. So I called my mom, and I'm like, something is going on. I really don't know what to do. And she said, you should go to the hospital right now. Or no, she said, stop at a pharmacy and ask them. And I really didn't want to go to the hospital, so sure, I stopped at the pharmacy. Walked up to the guys at the counter. I'm like,
CVS. I think I'm having a heart attack.
I took way too much Adderall. What do you recommend? My chest, it hurts really bad, and I think my heart's going to explode. And they're like, go to a hospital right now. Like, fuck, okay, I go to the hospital. And I come in and I sit there, because I know what the protocol is. And I'm like sitting in the waiting room, and eventually someone comes over there. What are you doing? I'm like, oh, I just have extreme chest pain. And like, and
say something left side of your chest.
Immediately rush me back, like hook up an EKG, and like, you must have taken too much of something. I tell them that it's the Adderall. They give me something, time elapses, my parents and my girlfriend are all at the hospital, and like, I feel like a total fucking idiot, but it all ended up well. Except for like 2 days after that, I felt like an old man. It was really weird. I couldn't get up and walk around. It was really bizarre. Like, my heart had been through like a taxing episode. It sucked. And after that, I was like, I don't ever want a stimulant again in my fucking life, dude. I don't even like coffee anymore.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I took Ritalin for 2 years and stopped eating.
Nice.
That's another great thing. Yeah, if you want to lose weight, by the way, it kills your fucking appetite. Big time.
How do I get me some Ritalin?
Yeah.
It's nuts. It's not even like you don't want to eat. It's just you cannot eat.
Jesus. Do you know a guy?
Out of that story is Kevin's mom, rather than tell him to go to the hospital, tell him to go to a pharmacy and get it checked out for free.
CVS is definitely
you're passing
over
the biggest point of the story is that I was fucking retarded.
No.
That's a big point that I don't want to overlook here. Let's not gloss over the fact that I was retarded.
Retarded just fucking happens, though.
Yes.
And
I learned a valuable lesson. I'm like, I'm never doing stimulants. Really.
Well, you'll
again.
Never do meth now. So.
Yeah, I have tried meth before, though. Sorry, Mom.
Story time with Kevin Evelyn. You tried meth.
Twice.
Two story times with Kevin Evelyn.
Oh, man.
Well, at least
it's
you don't
funny
have
that people
meth
say
teeth.
Meth. Oh, well, it was two times. How can you... Meth teeth.
You know,
I wasn't like Breaking Bad,
you know,
like hanging out in a steamy motel smoking meth all day.
Kind of fucked up anyway. That's, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Your teeth
actually,
are
the,
I'm sorry.
The side effects,
Corey,
the after
I thought
effects
we were friends.
Of,
wow.
The after effects of meth can actually come at, like 10 years after you've stopped doing it. You can get like open, you can still get like open sores and shit.
Yeah, but that can never happen from someone who. Tried it
four
twice.
4 years, you're going to have random acid flashbacks
and
some shit like that.
I did coke way more times, and nothing happened from that either, so whatever.
What's the wait time
Sorry,
on
Mom.
Coke? Like 12 years? 15?
The meth thing happened, we used to hang out at my buddy's house,
CD... Go ahead.
No, there was a guy who lived across the street who was like 10 years older than us who always wanted to come hang out with us, and he'd be like, dude, I got some, like, you guys have some weed? He had this really funny voice. I don't really want to say it just in case he listens. But
wait,
it's just
his,
a nickname. We called him Loogie.
Listen, did you know this guy? Huh? Thought you were an older guy.
Yeah, he's 10 years older. He always had this weird voice where he'd come over and be like, what's up, dudes? And he'd say like weird stuff like from like Bone Thugs and Harmony songs.
French?
He'd be like, where was the bud? They had this weird laugh and shit. He came over
like
this one day and he's like, do you guys have any buds? And we're like, no. He's like, I have some ice. And we're like, everybody's saying, no, dude, that freaks me out. And he's like, don't be pussies. And no, dude, we're not doing it. So he goes and like gets some foil, and
speak
everybody
yourself.
Asks like, "What the fuck are you doing?" He's like, "This is how to make a boat." And we're like, "What the fuck?" I guess that's like a thing you freebase meth off of. I don't know. It's like folding foil, and he's like, "Gonna do it." He's like, "Nobody's gonna do it." And we're all standing around, and for whatever reason, I was like, "Fuck it, dude, I'll try it. I'll like take a drag." So inadvertently, I guess I didn't realize what I was doing, freebasing like meth off foil with this fucking weirdo guy through his straw, and he just like lit it, and I put the straw over it and took one hit, and I didn't feel anything, and I was like, "Well, fuck it, that was a bust."
This is how you fucking live.
Yeah, it's like, this is the bolt.
I like that voice.
Yeah, man. And then
everybody
says like it's instantly addictive. I was like, that wasn't cool at all. It actually feels a lot like Adderall. What were you gonna ask?
Mandatory follow up question: was it blue?
No, it was not. I wish it was.
Wasn't the good stuff, though.
Oh, the other time that was way more creepy. My girlfriend wanted to do it, and I didn't want to. And she's like, well, I'm going to go with my friend and do it this weekend. You don't have to come. And I'm like, well, now I feel like a fucking douche. I'm going to miss out on, like, the weekend's activities.
Okay,
so I have to do it.
Your current girlfriend?
No.
I didn't think so.
So this is a long time.
She seemed way too straight-laced for that.
It sounds like your girlfriend was going to, like, drug summer camp. You're like, I don't want to miss out on the activities. Like,
it's true. I'm going to be sitting around where you guys are doing math. Probably a good idea now to sit around, but... No, I'm eating up tons of airtime. But this was like a seedy place where like they actually use like one of those long stems with a bulb on the end. And I was like, I never want to feel like this big of a scumbag again in my life. Like, I can't wait to get the fuck out of here.
As soon as you take a hit, somebody hands you a pistol like you're going to need this.
Yeah, like, dude, these guys are fucked. Get me out of here.
I feel so dirty.
That's awesome.
Oh, it was grotesque. Yeah, no, definitely not. At least like coke on some level is kind of a glamorous feeling drug. You kind of feel like a badass doing that.
You can do it with your credit card.
Yeah, off of a key. Like, rock and roll. No, dude, that I felt like
American Express Black.
I should be like sucking a dick for a dime bag in a trailer park or something, being in that room. Like, get me out of here. Okay, anyways, bizarre foods.
They probably had something like that out back.
You guys talked a lot of stuff, though, about how you would eat weird foods.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you would try like a lot of stuff. Now, if I have something here that's a bizarre food, would you consider trying it?
Yes.
Really? Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'll try.
Let's take a look. Give me 1 second.
All right, what do you got?
Okay.
To clarify, I'm not in the weird food boat.
You're not in the weird food boat.
First of all, before I let you know what it is, the flavor is sour cream and onion. So you got that to look forward to.
Okay. Scorpions.
No. Close? Guess
June
again.
Bugs?
Huh?
June bugs?
June bugs?
Nope, it's a type of bug, though.
Just fucking guessing.
You guys are on the right track with the insectivora.
Worms?
No.
Fuck, I give up.
Dragonfly?
Ants?
Crickets.
Sweet! Let's do it.
Seriously, you want to try one? They're sour cream and onion dried crickets. You know what's great, though? The nutritional effects are awesome.
Do it.
There's only 9 calories in the whole box.
In the whole box.
This is guilt-free.
Sour cream and onion.
High in protein.
Jolie actually feeds these to her kids.
Oh, well, let me describe to our audience what these look like.
I'm not even shitting you. They're like potato chips.
They do look like... I mean, I can see where they're kind of like chips. They come in a small box. I want to say slightly thinner than a deck of cards box would be. With a little window where you can see the little critters in there. They're like beige, dried crickets, maybe an inch long.
It's like a quarter inch stack of business cards. That's how big the box is.
Yeah, I would
say.
Where'd
you get them from?
Actually, Atomic Candy. Give them a plug on Denton Square. They have all kinds of weird shit there. I got a hand buzzer, too. I was like a little kid. I was so excited about it. Yeah, dude, this is great.
Dude, I got a Darth Vader head-shaped lunchbox.
Nice. I thought that was going a different way for a second. I thought you'd be like, I got a hand job, too, but hand buzzer's just as good.
Yeah. You can use it to do
that.
Yeah,
really. You can use it both.
No, seriously. I put it on my cock.
It's a stranger.
But these don't look like standard. Like, when I picture crickets, though, I think of like the long black ones that we see here in Texas. But these are much smaller. But you really want to open it up and try one?
Yeah, right. Put it in my hand.
Zach the Youngblood Lewis is going to go ahead and eat one of these crickets.
Are you
going
to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Are you? Really?
Yeah, I'm on board. Let's
Good
do it.
You. All right,
let's can you guys make sure to eat them really close to the mic? I want to hear the audio of you chewing them.
I don't even think I can watch. Right,
really? I'm dying to watch. Oh, they come sealed in a bag.
They come sealed in a bag.
Okay, so this is unopened. You haven't tried this for yourself yet, have you?
No, I haven't.
Do you want
I felt kind of stupid. I asked Ashlyn, I'm like, this isn't going to draw bugs or anything. Is it? Like, they are fucking bugs. it's a good point, I guess.
Oh, man.
Do you want to try this?
You're going to anger
I don't
want to
try
it. Oh, come on.
No, dude, I'm not trying it.
Fuck
you.
You bought them. You got to eat one.
I told you guys from the very beginning, I'm not a bizarre foods guy.
Well, drop one in your beer. When you finish it off, you just do it.
Well, that's like drinking tequila with the worm in it.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys ever had one of those Hot Licks lollipops?
What?
You ever had one of those Hot Licks lollipops? They had those also at Atomic Candy. They have like,
no, I haven't seen those.
There's one, they're just like lollipops, but there's one with a scorpion, one with a worm.
Oh, my friend Nathan ate them.
Really?
We took a cultural diversities class.
It smells like dog food.
I want to smell it. Okay, let him smell it.
Oh, yeah, that does.
I want to smell it. Oh, no, you know what it smells like to me?
Thank you.
Sunflower seeds.
I guess sunflower seeds smell like dog food.
No, my friend Nathan.
So you do like one
how
each?
Do you cook these? Yeah. Are they like roasted?
There's like 7. We could do like 2 or 3.
Does
each.
It say on the box how these are prepared?
Why don't you
let's do one each.
Yeah, one each. See where we go. All
right, I got mine. I'm gonna get a leg in there.
Hey, you know what's funny? These are made by the Hot Licks people.
Oh, shit.
I got two.
It says www.hotlicks.com on the
part
box.
Part of me thinks this is awesome. The other part's like terrible.
Oh, by the way, if you want to...
You dropped one on my foot.
Don't leave that in my... Just if you guys want to know the anatomy,
I got my damn hands full. Put it back in.
Do you want to know the pieces?
Yeah, please.
There is a that leg part that you see right there would be the drumstick. the other part of the side, the smaller hanging kind of under his belly there, I'm probably talking real loud in the mic. So I'm leaning
over. You can see his eyes.
Those are wings.
He does have wings.
Under his chest is the breast. There's a flank, a rump.
We're explaining this way too much. Just fucking eat this.
Yeah, just fucking take a bite.
Yeah.
Make sure we can hear the audio. Mic that.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, gross. Oh, God, I'm going to throw up.
Did you hear that? Probably not.
I think they heard it.
Thoughts?
It's not bad.
That's not terrible.
All right, lean back great. A little bit. You don't need to talk now into the mic.
Is this like the communion?
Honestly, it tastes a little better than the communion bread.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, at least it has some flavor, I would presume. Thanks.
You know?
Maybe we can get. Maybe we could market sour cream and onion flavored communion bread.
Oh, look, Melissa might be onto something here.
You're ahead of the game. Shit. All right, here we go. Ow.
Ugh. I definitely heard that. It's not terrible.
I gotta admit, I'm not grossed out watching it. I'm grossed out by the thought of actually doing it. I'm not doing it,
dude.
Let me finish.
You
my
did meth twice.
I can't imagine crickets would be much worse. Right.
I'll admit the crickets are far less offensive.
Get your cock out and do a cricket.
Put it in your mouth.
Yeah, what
I'd rather put
is?
A cricket in my ass than put it in my mouth.
We can do that too.
We can do that too. Here, bend over.
All right. You know what? I have to say, I was kind of expecting more controversy about the crickets. You guys just totally embraced it. You're like, fuck yeah, I'll eat some crickets. Bust them out.
Try some weird shit. I'll do anything next week.
Can you describe
Except
the
ass
flavor?
Play.
I would say it's very similar to like potato chips.
Yeah, it didn't taste like sour cream or anything though.
They split into like a lot of parts. Like a lot, dude. They just like shatter into a bajillion
fragments. That broke up quite a bit.
Yeah. There's still like, I can feel like a leg.
I need a toothpick to get that leg out. To get
drink
the drumstick.
Yeah, shit. It tasted like the sour cream and onion flavor, I guess they want to call that. It just tasted kind of powdery.
Yeah, no, it doesn't taste like, I don't taste fucking anything.
No.
Which scares me, because then you wonder what they taste like without the sour cream and onion flavor.
Probably just crunchy.
Ass. Yeah,
if crunchy
like
had
ass.
A taste.
Ooh.
Not bad, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to talk more about the crickets?
I think this is a good time to segue into something somebody in our audience posted.
I've been wanting to talk about sharts for a long time.
Sharts?
Yes.
Did we talk about that last week?
No, I tried to, and then we ended up talking
about something
else.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Okay.
Sharts? Come on, everybody's fucking sharted, Melissa. Don't try to say you haven't sharted.
No, I think I admitted last week when we talked about it during the break that, in fact, I have.
We talked about it during the break.
That's what we did.
About it.
Let's talk about your worst sharts.
Worst sharts.
My sharts were never public incidents, so I don't know if I remember them.
Me either. I don't have any public sharts, but I definitely have memorable sharts. One in particular. But I just shared like a bunch of stories about doing really fucked up drugs, so somebody else start.
I really can't go into a whole lot of detail. I think I popped one out while I was playing a video game while I was trying to put out a pretty nasty fart. It's just like
that's always how it starts.
Yeah, it's like there is solid matter there. I don't want another one, dude.
Fuck you,
Zach's gonna finish them off.
But yeah, it was one of those where it's like I really need to go check myself to make sure that. I did. I'm changing my underwear right now.
Yeah, see, that's a common, I think, occurrence. The way it happens, you think it's gonna be a fart. You push it out. You think there may have been a little debris, a little gravy. So you think, I mean, I want to go check it. And you go in the bathroom, you apply the TP, and you realize that there was something on there. Now, two of my worst sharts involve one through the pants. In fact, two through the pants, both of them. That's why I remember them so well.
Actually dropping something
on the pant leg? Yes, that's one of them.
Whew. Mine was just more like...
I straight up dropped mud on the carpet in my room.
Oh, fuck, dude. Mine was just more like I stared at my underwear, and it's like there's a little Hershey's Kiss.
Yeah, see, that's not that bad. That's a pretty standard chart. Zach, come on, what do you got?
Nothing.
You got nothing?
I think I did it once, and it was like just like Corey's. In fact, I think I was walking to the bathroom because I had to take a shit, and I like ripped ass, and sure enough, and I was like, oh, fuck. Like, never in public.
I was standing
outside my bathroom. Like, I just got done brushing my teeth and walked out of the bathroom, and I was like, basically.
Thank you.
That about summed it up, and then I was like, oh shit, I gotta go back in the bathroom.
Oh, okay. That's still not that bad.
And it was like underwear straight into a plastic bag, tied off into the trash can.
That's what I did too the time that I shit on the floor.
Oh, God.
I just stuffily threw that shit in the laundry.
Please tell me you were, like, drunk or...
How old were you?
I was 23.
Shit,
I was just woke up to get up to go to the bathroom.
Floor, yeah.
Yes, I was just wearing boxer shorts. This is before I made the switch to boxer briefs. You know, so there's a much more open window. Sorry, I interrupted you, Corey. Anyways, I just had to touch on this. You guys are on pins and needles when you hear about me shit on the floor.
It's because it's hilarious, Kevin.
It's not that funny. It's disgusting.
It is. I was hoping it'd be a lot more eventful.
All right.
You're a 23-year-old.
I just got up to go to... Yeah, it's really not. At least I thank God I was by myself. I got up to go to the bathroom. I had a fart. I pushed it out, and it was straight liquid, like right out of the gate. Au jus. Oh. Straight to the carpet, through my shorts. Boom. Like, I looked down and was like, I cannot believe this is happening to me.
This apartment?
Like, I'm never going to come back from this.
Where were you?
I was at my parents' when I still lived there.
What'd you do about it?
All right. First thing I did, I was like, I have to regroup. Let me guess. I have to think.
Lysol wipes.
I have to regroup.
No. Clorox.
Clorox. Clorox wipes.
I cleaned my ass, took off the boxers, put on fresh ones, acted like nothing was going on. Just walked downstairs, you know, like went into the pantry and grabbed a plastic
bag. What's
up,
Mom?
Came back up, threw the undies in the plastic bag, tied it off, trash can, boom, and then spent like an hour and a half with... Like,
you didn't bother to try to save the boxers?
What's the name of this? No, no. Fuck no, dude. That was game over. What's the name of the stuff you... I'll save it. Spot shot is what I'm thinking of. Yeah, just straight up scrub the poop out of the carpet with a rag towel. And it worked. And then I trashed the rag towel as well.
Game over. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, that was time number one.
God, how many of you guys want to hear me talk about shitting my pants?
You're the one who brought it up. You were like, let's talk about
shitting. This actually was when I lived here.
Oh,
and I was
great.
Wearing chinos, and I was just like straight up standing at the counter like I do sometimes. I was listening to music, and I ripped a fart, and I was like, dude, that felt a little like wet. So I went and looked in the mirror, like squishy. Walked in the bathroom, and caught in the mirror, dude, the straight up poo spot, like on the back of my pants. Like, are you fucking serious? So I immediately stripped my shirt off, got into the shower, and just like took my pants off in the shower and scrubbed them out for like an hour until I made sure there was nothing left.
So you tried to save the pants.
I did save the pants.
But not the boxers.
No. Boxers were done.
I can buy another pair of boxers.
If you're short, you just have to accept the boxers are done.
It'll come out in the wash. I guarantee you. That's how I fix mine.
It might, but it will stain my memory forever.
Yeah. I would never be able to wear them again.
I probably wouldn't even notice the difference, though. I mean, they all look the same.
Yeah.
But that didn't actually hit the carpet.
No.
I assume we wouldn't still be here.
Just the back of my pants.
You'd be in a different apartment entirely.
Probably. Seriously, nobody else has a good short story. I've been so vile this show.
I really don't.
I feel like Melissa last show.
I don't rip Thanks, much Kevin. Ass.
Well, you shared a lot of stuff, you know. I'm talking about doing drugs.
Seriously,
and
you
shit.
Set the bar pretty fucking high.
I don't know. Usually I know if I'm going to shit my pants or not. So.
Well, don't get me wrong. You guys have very much delivered this show and eating the crickets. I'm very proud.
Yeah, we're bad.
Did you finish stepped him? Up to the plate.
Yeah.
You fucking finished him.
I think you left a drumstick in there.
I think I did too.
No, interested. It's a wing.
Nah.
Leftovers.
Yeah. Save it for later.
They weren't bad. Although it's interesting.
They weren't good, but they weren't
sour
bad.
Sour cream and onion crickets and drinking Natty Light and you talk about shitting yourself. I was like, man, he's trying to get me to chew crickets.
This
here,
is a really
he?
Gross
yeah.
eating experience.
That last cricket, what, number five? There were seven in there. You ate two.
Yeah.
Fifth one. I was like, drink some of the Natty Light and I was like, I'm starting to feel a little...
Did it actually taste like sour cream and onion?
No. They're just powdery.
They tasted like nothing, which is what scares me. I like how in the ingredients...
It's like crunchy powder. That's just, what it was.
Read off those ingredients, actually.
Just crickets. Non-fat milk, cornstarch, dried sour cream,
onion
powder.
Oh, there it is.
Onion powder.
Oil salt, dextrose, you know.
That's not how you make sour cream and
chives.
Onion.
Chives. There's no chives in there.
It wasn't green at all.
Oh, actually, on the back of the box, it says that crickets are the other green meat.
The other... What was the first
green
meat?
Yeah, right. What's the first green? That's what we need to have on the show.
What the fuck is the first green meat? Grasshopper?
I'm looking it up.
In fact, I didn't think crickets were ever green. I thought grasshoppers were green.
I don't think they have much meat, either. It tastes very meaty to me.
Next time, I'm going to have
scorpions. It's high in protein. I know that.
Would you guys do scorpions?
Do you have to eat the tail?
If they're not poisonous.
If you want to not eat the tail and just pull it off like eating artichoke hearts.
It's
you
like
can
eating
do that.
Shrimp.
Dude, I eat artichoke hearts. I love artichoke hearts.
Yeah, yeah. You can get those lollipops at Hot Topic that have a scorpion inside.
That's what I'm talking about. The Hot Licks. That's the same company
that
makes those.
Oh, yeah. I've always seen those, but never done it, so
Well, look, I'll go back to Atomic Candy over the weekend and I'll find see what else I can do.
Well,
think
maybe if we have some good feedback. On the cricket bit. I mean, if somebody gets
I think
like,
Zach and Corey eating weird shit on
stupid.
The air could be the dawn of a great bit.
Potentially, yes.
Okay, what is meant by green meat? It means that meat that has
spoiled
and is not fit to eat can also refer to meat that is too fresh. When an animal is slaughtered and the carcass stiffens, undergoes a process called rigor mortis, if... ... the meat is frozen, blah, 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 blah. It's too fresh.
That's what we'll do. We'll have a pig on named Jerry, and then we'll slay it during the break, and then we'll have to eat it.
It's not a bad idea. We'll set it up in the living room like Dexter's Kill Room.
Yes.
Just throw down some plastic sheets.
Yep.
And honestly, based on the state of your apartment, I think if you were going to kill anything, that's exactly how you would do it.
Yeah, probably.
Just cover everything in saran wrap.
I'd do it on the balcony.
Yeah?
Let the blood hang over the edge.
Nice.
Do it I Struck Killer style. Let the heart do all the work.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually a cool show. All right, look. Like I said, we have nothing planned, and if the show sucks so far, then fuck you, all of you. I don't care. Even.
Yeah.
I
mean, we just ate crickets. The show is fucking awesome.
These guys ate crickets. Come on. We're bringing it. You're right. I didn't eat any crickets.
Bring it. I'm disappointed.
So what else do we have?
We did have...
Give me something to kill 5 minutes with. You want to do feedback?
We just ate some dead crickets. Talking about dead stuff.
We did have a topic that was brought to us by Tom Reeves.
Okay, let's go there.
Okay, because a lot of our audience topics suck. I'm just kidding.
Tom Reeves is a solid contributor. Thank you,
no,
dude.
No, I agree.
My main village man, Tom Reeves.
If you don't have anything good to contribute...
Remind me what he said.
I'm going to punch you in the dick.
He wanted to know who has ever pulled the Stifler.
Yeah, see, no, that's never happened to anybody. Nobody's ever been jizzed on, pissed on, or shit on.
That's not true.
Is that what a Stifler is?
Okay, a girl, it counts, maybe you've been jizzed on.
Yeah, but I have a really good...
And Reeves did expand shot in the eye on that whole eating shit, because remember that one scene in American Wedding where
he thinks it's a chocolate
dog
they,
shit.
Yeah, or they, he says it's a chocolate
you know,
and they make me...
None of those have ever happened to me.
Me either.
I did get jizz up my nose, so...
From a beach or a facial?
Neither one.
Nice.
Let me think about the circumstance here.
I think he was going for the facial, and I was like, fuck you, because nobody does that shit.
Wait. How does a dick accidentally get that close to your nose without you intervening?
It wasn't like, he wasn't like that close, that's the thing.
You're saying he like shot it up your nose from like a foot away?
I was
like, he just like pull out and start trying to slap you in the face or something?
Did he like
with
Peter
it?
North? Like
basically.
Shoot a rope right up your nose?
And I tipped my head, well, I tipped my head back because he was aiming for the face and I don't go for the face thing. That's just not my...
Pussy.
And I tipped my just head kidding. Back and
go
shot straight up my nose.
No, that's calling her a pussy.
I mean, straight up my nose.
Which nostril?
Did it come out your mouth?
Huh?
Did it come out your mouth?
No.
Did you inhale?
No. Fuck no. I knew the minute it happened. I was like,
so did you
grabbed a towel and started like blowing my nose?
I was
going to
say, do you blow your nose or you just do like a...
Yeah.
No. Oh, gross.
Did you go for towel or Kleenex? How do you handle that?
Whatever was closer. That shit was nasty.
That must have been a big load.
That's never happened to me.
Me either.
I mean, I've been I may have been on the... not the receiving end. What's the opposite?
I've been on the giving end of
facial. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I kind of have a story to tell.
Corey got a facial.
Yes.
I'm a girl.
That
would be a great story. Tell me somebody squirted in your face.
Or who's eating out a fat girl. That's another one on there.
Banged a fat girl.
Okay, now, this is how my story goes. There was one time that I was rubbing one out. I guess it was particularly energetic. I guess I hadn't gotten off in a while.
Yeah.
And it was a particularly energetic one because I shot it onto my forehead.
I was going to say, you shot yourself. I can't believe I didn't.
Yes. Yes.
I actually know a lot of guys who've done that.
Have you?
No.
I never have.
But yeah, I told this to a friend in high school, and I then got the name of Sharpshooter.
Nice.
Is the only non name related nickname that I've ever had.
I actually met a guy who had that same nickname. The guy that shot a load up Melissa's nose.
Yeah, that's a much smaller target.
Okay, Kevin, what about you? Did you ever get any cool stories about
shooting loads?
Aiming and firing, yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Ready, fire,
no?
Aim.
But I think it's always more fun whether you're rubbing one out. I would say more so rubbing one out than when you're banging. To shoot a big load, like, it's fun, you know what I mean? When you get, like, a good shoot, like, you're always like, it's very, there's a feeling of
does
satisfaction
it make that noise?
There.
Does yours make that noise?
No. But, I mean, I think the prolongness is what does it. Like, it's been, like, a week or so. Like, somebody, like, looked at porn or something.
Oh, and then you're, like, a one-pump chump?
Yeah, and it's great, dude. I love it. It's so satisfying.
That,
I'm like,
that
wow.
reminds me about something else that I wanted to talk about. The necessity that men have to rub one out.
Oh.
Because we absolutely need to. Otherwise,
that brings me
we start
to
risking
about
having
going.
Wet dreams.
Yes. Oh, some people tell me, like, dude, you're full of shit. That doesn't happen. Dude, that happens to me big time.
If you don't rub one out for a while,
yes,
you run the risk.
It may even only be a couple days, and I'll have one. Yeah. I hate that shit, dude. It makes me feel so embarrassed. I feel like I'm, like, 12 years old again.
So, when was the last time y'all had a wet dream?
It hasn't been long.
Really?
Really?
Probably.
Recently?
last 2 months, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
So I was like, Maybe 12.
Look, for some reason,
I don't think it's been since middle school since I've had one.
I know I'm the oldest of us, but I'm very youthful, very virile. Sure. For some reason, my testosterone is like through the roof, dude. Like, it'll happen. This has happened, I swear to God, on a night that I got laid, I've had a wet dream that night. No joke.
Dude, that's unbelievable.
How is that even possible?
Dude, the question is, what is the female equivalent of that?
There isn't one. No. That's the thing.
A female does not ejaculate in her sleep.
Yeah.
Because I've orgasmed in my sleep.
Then you don't build up a stockpile, though.
Yeah. Right.
No, that's true.
Yes. Although, you know, I was talking about the topic. I was discussing this with someone, you know, when you talk about squirting. What the fuck is that stuff?
Yeah, what is the actual... What is the actual fluid makeup of a female ejaculation?
For a fact, it's not pee.
Yeah.
That's guaranteed.
I know it's not pee. What the fuck?
But yeah, what is the chemistry?
We gotta stop this ground rules before we break fucking ground, Kevin. Jesus Christ. Slow your fucking roll.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
That is something I've wondered about for a while, though. What is the chemistry makeup of the female ejaculation?
What is that shit? Everybody knows what cum is for a dude.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty cut and dry. In fact, we're gonna look that up during the break.
There you go.
And then I have a couple of questions to ask Melissa in terms of masturbation and porno when we get back. Because you know we got to talk porno.
Of course.
We have to.
Yes.
It's a requisite.
Wait. We can't go to break yet. Melissa has one sip left.
Melissa, finish it up.
She wants to get through this bottle of Boone's Farm.
Do it. There we go.
And she's done it. Champion.
That stuff is so red, it looks like you put on lipstick before the show.
Seriously.
Yeah.
On that note, we're going to take a very, very quick break on the Status Pro Show. We will be right back.
Cheers.
You're listening to the Status Bro. All right, everyone, we are back from break on the Status Pro Show. It looks like Corey's really fucked up, so we're going to have to rein him in here.
In the meantime, in the break, I have gotten a little bit drunk, so let's continue.
Corey's drunk.
A little bit.
It's funny. Oh, fuck. It's that time. We got to go to feedback.
Okay. I really want to talk
about... I like the silence there.
We have to do feedback after break, so we didn't address it for 2 weeks, and I'm all about the honesty, and I feel like a dick, but Melissa got some fucking shitty emails. Not from last week. Last week, you did a great job. In fact, Corey, do you have on hand the tweet from my sister?
Give me 2 seconds.
Anyways, the week before that, apparently, Melissa was a little chatty, which is okay, but she got blasted big time. And I'm not buzzing your balls. It's a little funny. Come on. We all get our balls busted.
It's been 2 weeks. It's a little funny.
It's funny that everybody says that Melissa was a little chatty. It's funny when we were talking about puke stories because like we each told one to Melissa's three.
I'm really wondering why Melissa got her balls busted so much. Is it because she's the producer?
No.
Because she's just an equal person. She just got a little enthused. She's an equal cast member as much as she is a producer.
She got a little enthused. A little verbose. I don't even know if that's the right fucking
But yeah, here's the contribution.
Kevin, I think you're the same fucking bonus. Fucking Christ.
Little verbose. No, you're getting a little bit sauced here Kevin, too, my friend.
I am a professional.
Kevin
continue,
big
Corey.
On the grammar when he ships
I'm professional too. Speaking of...
yeah, get big on the vocab.
Yeah, your sister, one day ago...
Which, by the way, fuck you, Ann.
Hey, I'm fucking talking here. Shut the fuck up.
Corey, relax. Corey, calm down. We're going to have to tase you.
I'm
Go
in
ahead.
The middle of some
fuck,
shit.
You don't have a taser.
All right.
You don't have the taser. What the fuck?
Damn it.
Corey's getting verbose.
Dude.
You can bring that shit up right now. I'm in the perfect spot to get tased.
I don't think we should
Corey, you're belligerent. We're going to call the cops.
I'm not fucking violent.
Relax, Corey.
I'm fucking chill.
We're all friends here.
Let's read the tweets and see how they go.
You're like the flight attendant.
I'm not getting fucking violent.
Your management.
All right.
Yeah, don't be like flight attendant. I'm not fucking shitting on a plane flight here. Come on.
Corey, I'm breaking balls. Read the tweet.
Everything's cool. The tweet from your sister. Melissa contributed the perfect amount last show. Well done. That is from a dedicated viewer.
Yes.
There you go, Melissa.
Let's get some hand slaps in there.
Now
that
look.
That makes me feel a whole lot better.
I thought the emails from the other week were particularly rude. And I really don't feel like reading them because it's weird and it's awkward. And I'm all about the honesty. And you people who are listening right now, if you are the people that emailed us, You can email me and bitch about that if you want, that I didn't read it, but I really don't give a fuck. Because I think...
We don't give a fuck because they were a little bit on the vindictive side.
And I still think, overall, I mean, all criticism is constructive. I'm not in any way discouraging people from emailing us. It's just, I think in this particular case, it's not necessary and or pertinent to read it on this episode. Therefore, I think we can just let sleeping dogs lie. Everybody agree?
Yeah. Why do you think they had such a problem?
Thanks
with
for
it?
Listening.
Yes. Thank you for listening.
I mean, yes, you have an opinion. You are having a strong opinion about the show. That means you are a valued listener.
And I want to bitch out a listener right now. My sister, who keeps fucking your tweets. You're pissing me off.
Your sister, she's feedbacking everybody.
She always tweets to break my balls.
She listens to every show.
I know. Yeah,
She's doing some good work here.
Yeah, she's doing great work. Yeah, listen to that listenership, and everybody kissing your ass. You like that. Okay, now read the one she said about me, not understanding the period joke. Because apparently during the story about Melissa throwing up red on a white chair, Corey threw in some kind of a one-liner, which I'm not denying was probably clever, about a period occurring on the chair.
Yeah, she said, did Zach try to make a period joke about the pink stain and the white chair?
I thought that was
me. And Devin and Kev didn't pick up on it?
You said Devin?
I thought it was Corey's line.
Devin.
And I listened to the show last night and I missed it. What?
Yeah, I thought I was the one that was making
the name wrong.
You said my name wrong?
Yeah.
I said Devin.
I thought you said Devin. Jesus Christ.
There was a thing.
Good
and
God.
There was a consonant at the beginning of that word that was not the correct letter.
I'm over it.
Always shot out of a cannon. Status Pro Show.
Yeah.
All right.
We keep it
Kevin.
Real here. Kevin. On the Status Pro Show.
You did not get the punchline.
Right.
What did she say though? She put hashtag. Wait, read the whole thing because it angered me. Keep going.
It was the response to that. My bad on the Zach Corey confusion. But yeah, Kevin acted like he was on the same page. Then something about murder. Hashtag fail.
Yeah, see, that is totally disparaging of my performance on the show. Yeah. Absolutely, as a host. And I have to say, Anne, I appreciate your feedback. Thanks for listening. I love you, sis. But come on, I'm the host. I have to keep a certain structure, a certain rhythm to the show that people come to expect. Sometimes people are going to say things in the background or in passing. I'm not always going to pick up everything somebody says.
There
it does not warrant a hashtag fail.
As a sibling, to break goddamn balls.
I know, I agree, and her point may be valid. I'm just saying, these things happen, and fuck you.
I think the hashtag was funny.
I'm kidding,
while
I love
it was definitely kind of aimed. What does your sister do?
Well, she's a professional journalist and broadcaster.
They need interns wherever she is?
Maybe.
She's in New York. She's
and you're awesome. Keep it up.
She works in Manhattan.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
For
she's
better
in,
TV, I'll go
she's
ahead
in
and give
New
a
York.
Yeah.
Are you willing to move there? You want to go there?
Yes.
Yes.
I'll go there.
You'll go there?
Yeah.
Fuck
I'll
it.
Go.
Next Status Bro shows from Anne's apartment.
Fuck New York. I want to be somewhere warm.
I don't really want to go to LA, though. I really don't.
You know where I really want to go?
I don't want to get shot.
Miami?
Yeah.
Can watch Dexter too much.
I don't want to get shot,
dude. So much cool stuff takes place in Miami. Dexter, Nip Tuck, Vice City.
Burn Notice.
Come on. Yeah. Burn Notice.
Fuck Burn Notice,
Bruce
dude.
Campbell lives there. I mean,
come on.
The
I've watched too many of those episodes
of
that I'm not fucking understood.
Dude,
I fucking
and
hate that show.
The main character, the main actor in that show, he's hot.
Michael Weston.
Michael Weston is hot.
Bruce Campbell is hot.
Bruce Campbell is hot.
Bruce Jeez. Campbell is the fucking man. He's the,
I would
he
fuck
was
Bruce
the redeeming
Campbell.
Quality of that
oh,
show.
Oh, we found a man Kevin would fuck.
I wouldn't really fuck Bruce Campbell. It's an expression.
Are you sure?
I'd let him fuck
yes.
me.
Yes. With a chainsaw strapped to his arm?
Okay,
oh,
you
my
wouldn't,
God.
You wouldn't fuck him. You wouldn't fuck him, but I might let him fuck me. If so inclined.
Yikes.
That's the inclination that I was trying to get at with my man crushes last time. It's like, I don't know if I'd ever fuck another man, but certain men, I might let them fuck me.
Corey is
that seems really bizarre
strict.
To me. I think if I had to, like someone forced, like put a gun in my head and said, you have to fuck a dude. Either you can fuck a dude or let a dude fuck you. I'm definitely doing the fucking. I can live with that way better.
Okay, yeah, wait.
If I'm getting fucked, I'd be like, dude, I can't. What the fuck?
Two things.
My life's over.
One, Corey has explicitly stated on the show that if he was with a girl, he would never let her put anything up his ass.
Right.
But if he's with a dude, it's a hot dude.
How's a guy
going to
fuck
Campbell,
you without putting something in your ass?
You'd let
a
him
guy
fuck you
does
in the
not
ass.
Have a fucking vagina. Things fucking change.
He's got a dick.
I'm wearing brown socks. What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
So you have to make certain consolations to a person that does not have a fucking vagina.
I still don't
what?
Get it. He's got a cock. If he's fucking you, he's putting his cock in your ass.
Me, Johnny Depp. I'd be like, okay.
Meatball. You would let Johnny Depp pop his cock into your butthole.
Yes.
And you would let a girl. Dude,
once. I would let that happen once.
You wouldn't let a girl slip a finger or two up the corn?
I would much rather have a girl. Right?
A finger, maybe. A gigantic plastic fucking dildo? No.
I would much let a girl thumb the can than let a fucking dude put his dick in there.
They're made of rubber, and I would take a plastic dildo. Over a throbbing cock.
Look, that plastic dildo is not worth shit. Johnny Depp is worth fucking millions of dollars.
To the people who those email cheap, us regularly right now, is Corey making any fucking sense? Please email us in the future.
Johnny Depp is I'm really worth curious fuck. Millions of
by
fucking dollars.
By the way, you
dollars.
Can also tweet us at Status Bro Show, or you can hook us up on Facebook.
And you can tweet
status
us.
StatusBroShow@gmail.com.
You can tweet us at Status Bro Show.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the Facebook and the email.
Fuck, I had
and
two points.
Twitter.
I remember what my second point was.
You don't. Where's your point?
No.
What?
First one. I can't fucking do this.
Corey's drunkenness is hijacking my show.
You're very emasculating, Corey.
Seriously, you're dominating my show right now.
Then pick up a beer, get drunk, get on my level, dude.
I'm drinking a 40 right now.
On my level. Get on my level.
This is my second 40.
I drank an 8.1% volume alcohol by volume. I don't give a shit about what you have in your hand.
Fucking.
Drink it.
I'm going to Applebee's. Fuck you guys.
Let's do a game.
Oh, that'll fix this.
Do we want to do a game?
Let's do a game.
We haven't done a game in weeks, and we don't have anything to talk about.
Jesus. I still have some stuff.
Oh, great. The fucking drunk guy has some stuff.
How about, okay, I had a friend tell me recently that, this is the friend that I was talking to that has a son. She was saying this son of hers has grown up watching most of his TV content on the internet.
Yeah.
It's like watching mostly like Netflix, mm-hmm. HBO Go, Hulu, and that kind of stuff. And just for the first time recently was actually watching something on TV and a commercial popped up and he was like, "Mommy, the show went off. What's going on?" First time exposed to the fucking
commercials. Corey, you are bending the needles. Tone it down a little bit.
You sound like me from episode, what, 3?
Yeah. I'm getting into the mentality of it.
We're crossing the Chicken Express territory.
I was about
here.
To say.
But regardless, it was the first time
this kid... The cable company
kid,
ripped you off for $100.
It was the first time this kid has experienced commercials. So it has me wondering, what are we going to tell our kids that we had to do when we were young that they don't have to do? I mean, because, like, this kid has never experienced commercials before. It's like, what's the kind of stuff that we're going to have to tell our kids that we did? And we always have to hear our fucking parents tell about, oh, I had to walk 15 miles in the fucking snow to
uphill
get to school.
Both ways.
Yeah. I had to wait 36 hours for porno.
Dial-up internet, yeah.
Yeah, we talked about this last time. We had dial-up internet. We actually had to turn the internet on, and we had to experience commercials.
I had to use my hand. I don't know what the fuck they're going
to have. Speaking of porno, this is something I totally forgot to ask about earlier and something I was talking about with a friend earlier today. Melissa, do you care if your boyfriend watches porn?
No.
You don't find that offensive in any way?
No, sometimes we watch porn together.
But. Didn't we? Yeah, I know, but. It sounded like you farted. Yeah.
Did you fart?
It's the door stop.
Anyways,
it's the door stop.
If I redo the sound.
Watching porn with a significant other.
Wasn't that broken
other,
last week?
I fixed it.
He fixed it.
You fixed it.
I MacGyvered that bitch.
MacGyver.
Yeah.
Awesome, dude.
Somebody rein this guy in. Dude, look,
you
watching
can't
porn,
control me.
Get the taser.
Watching porn the significant other, though.
You're
watching
have
it by
to
yourself.
Taser.
Porn is something you need to do by yourself sometimes.
Yeah.
Every dude needs to. It's a basic human need.
I think every person does.
You just broke it again.
Are you guys seriously on the fucking doorstop still?
He's holding it in his hand.
I'm listening.
Take
shit.
The doorstop and shove it up his ass.
He's holding the doorstop in his hand. He broke
as
it again.
As long as I'm a dude, it's okay.
I'm trying to talk about something.
You're not worth millions of dollars. I'm going to take it from you. You're not Johnny Depp.
I'm priceless.
Bullshit. I can put a price on you.
What?
If I had to.
If you'd like to email a show about Corey's
internet research,
please contact us now at thestatusbroshow@gmail.com.
Jesus Christ. All right, fuckface.
Well, you're yelling too now. Everybody take it down a peg.
Fix it again. Fix the fucking.
You guys need to relax. He can fix it. He's good at it. You know what? It doesn't even matter anymore. All I was saying is that porn is a basic male need.
Well,
everybody needs that sometimes. By themselves.
Porn is a basic everybody need.
No. Porn is not a basic female need.
I need porn sometimes.
Yeah, but you're a rare That's not an every chick thing.
I had to rewind my movies before I watched them.
Yes. That's what I would tell my perfect. Kids.
I think most chicks. That's a good idea.
We lived in the era of VHS.
We had an automatic tape winder back in the day.
But we lived in the era of VHS. We had to rewind shit.
We're literally in two topics right now. It's awesome.
Well, you still had, if you bought porn on VHS, though, you still had to rewind.
Did you all right. buy porn on VHS?
No. I've never bought porn on VHS. I never did. I was too young.
All right, what's up next on the Corey Vanderslyn show?
I've never... No, wait, have you ever actually gone and bought porn?
Yes, I had it.
Do you have it here?
No. It got confiscated by my parents, but it was a funny name. I bought it because it was funny. I went to the $4.99 rack and I bought this porno called In the Valley of the Pank.
I saw the Valley of the Pank.
I couldn't believe Pank was spelled P-A-N-K. I was like, dude, I have to buy this.
Was it like Asian or what was it?
No, it was just basic porn. And I definitely rubbed one out. But the first scene was really gross. The chick had like zits on her ass.
What basic porn?
You know, just hetero, a dude and a chick.
Chick and a dude.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Right?
Okay, so I saw one in a shop in Austin that was all mullets.
Okay, that's Austin's fucking awesome.
Austin is its own.
I don't
want
to jerk off to that, but I want to watch it right now.
It's almost as good as watching a dude fuck his cousin.
Austin is
it's almost as good as watching Johnny Depp fuck Corey.
You'll never find video of that, though, I guarantee it. Austin is its own fucking creature.
Austin?
Yes.
They do have their own shirts.
Very true.
Promoting the, you know, they Denton keep themselves
is
weird.
Denton is kind of Austin Jr. in a lot of ways.
We do have Freebirds.
Yes, it's a hipster capital.
Wait, isn't Texas A&M, was it College Station? They have their own thing for that. It's like, keep College Station normal.
No, isn't that College Station logo? That's Norman.
I fucking hate
that's,
the
80s. Oklahoma.
No, that's not Norman. That's College Station. College Station is just as much a rival from UT as Norman.
Norman has shirts that say keep Norman normal.
I don't believe that. I used to go to school there. I've never seen that.
Thanks, Seth.
It's new.
I appreciate that.
It's new.
Respect.
Yeah, it's been the last 2 years.
I don't believe it. Show me a shirt.
I'll have to call my friend who was supposed to be the guest on our show who didn't show up today.
Yeah. I can't wait for emails this week telling Corey to shut the fuck up.
You had a friend that was supposed to show up, and she didn't.
She got sick. It's not her fault.
Oh, shame on her.
How the fuck do you say her name, by the way? It's like Sinead O'Connor.
Shush.
Yeah, remember, we can't say this name.
Oh, you fucking with me? I'm not editing that up.
No, she has a real people job, though, so...
It doesn't fucking matter. I'm gonna call her Shawshank Girl.
Nobody can track down anyone from their first name.
We need to get back on the fucking rails here. We're starting to sound like Kevin's early work.
I agree.
All right.
What the fuck does that mean?
We heard one of your shows.
You were drunk off your ass. It was Drunken Mania. You're right. That was not good radio.
I would like to hear the rest of it, though. Maybe we should figure out a way to upload one of those.
I don't think we should. You really don't? Well, maybe.
We should upload like a small clip somewhere.
I have stuff that...
Like a 15-minute clip of like Kevin's old shit.
I have a collection of stuff because in my spirit of being totally honest, it's unbelievably embarrassing to me that I would totally bring forth what we want to listen to on the show. For a while, post-high school, my buddies and I made our own rap music.
Did you?
Yes.
Rap music?
That's awesome. Would bring it in for you guys to listen to just to fucking rip on me. And,
you still have it?
Yeah.
You do.
It actually pissed me off. My brother downloaded it from my computer onto his iPod, and I like deleted it from all. And he kept it, and then it pissed me off. One of his buddies came to visit us one time with him, and he put his iPod on the shuffle, and my song came up on that dude's iPod. I was like, what the fuck? I said, you could keep it. I didn't say you could share it with people.
And pass it around.
Yeah. I don't want to hear... I don't, made you feel good. My rap name was Sparky Green.
Sparky Green.
Sparky Green.
Nice.
When I was in high
school. How douchey is that? Dude?
I dated a guy in high school for 5 years, and his brother worked.
Is he a rapper?
Well, his brother worked with a group of musicians in our hometown who actually have put out 2 CDs now.
And they probably are horrible.
Well, they were rapping one day, and it was called When White Boys Rap. It was fucking hilarious. I wish I still had the music.
Nice.
It was absolutely awesome.
I have a CD from a guy that called himself MC Skittles that is actually kind of decent.
Wow. Kevin, I'm going to... Well, yeah.
Would you rather... If you had to do one or the other, would you rather suck a dick or get fucked in the ass?
Ooh, God. That's a fucking good one, dude. Because, like, the thing with that is, I mean, as humiliating as being fucked in the ass would be, if I sucked a dick, I don't know that I could look myself in the mirror.
You know what I mean?
Like, I see my face, and I'm like, there was a cock there.
Your cheeks were
the,
right
the question
I'm a narcissistic kind of guy, like, vain kind of dude. I don't want to look in the mirror and be like, dude, there's a
the
dick
The question
there.
That has to be asked is, what is the net value of this dick?
Is it a $1 million dick?
You know what? I'm Getting fucked in the ass.
Fucked in the ass? See, I think I would too. Like, it would suck, but it, like, I don't know.
I feel like on some level I could psych myself out and pretend it's not happening, where if it,
so
like,
now my
no
Johnny Depp ass
fuck
doesn't sound that fucking weird, does it?
Yes, it still sounds weird
yeah,
as fuck.
It sounds weird as shit, dude.
We're not moving past that.
I'm gonna say,
whatever,
I'm gonna
dude,
say
I'll get fucked by Johnny Depp.
If it was between sucking one out and getting fucked in the ass, I would definitely suck one.
Oh, well, that's
yeah.
great to hear from you.
I can't even think of a good example for you.
Wait,
you can
Melissa,
always spit it out.
Wait, I don't remember. Did we discuss this? Melissa, you never did anal?
No, I don't.
Oh,
okay. That's not my thing.
But Melissa never ate a load, and that's weird, I think.
We were talking
most
about that
chicks,
the break.
I think, most sexually active women.
At least one.
Have swallowed the gobbledygook.
The gobbledygook.
Gobbledygook.
Nope.
Saving it.
So you didn't even know what that tastes like?
Saving that for.
You probably got residuals
marriage?
From previous oral
yeah,
experience, right?
Yeah, it's like. Yeah, you. Because there's always. There's pre. Before there's like pre-game,
right. Which is weird. Why is the pre totally clear? Anybody ever wondered that?
Because there's no sperm in it.
It's just weird though, right? It looks like hair gel.
No, because
it does.
What the fuck is
what
wrong
you...
with you?
It does.
What hair gel do you use?
Hair
gel
is totally clear.
Is my
it?
Hair gel
mine
is not clear.
Mine is
I use hair gel.
Mine's totally clear.
That's not.
I use the putty stuff.
You use the putty stuff.
Yeah.
So your jizz looks like the putty stuff.
My jizz
bless
is
you.
Pretty fucking dark.
Thank you.
Yep.
Gross. Wait, I don't know. I mean, what's the standard color? There's a little yellow in
I don't
there,
think
right?
there's a standard color.
I said that to mean that I'm pretty fucking fertile, ladies.
I'd like to think I'm pretty fertile.
You want me to get you another one, Corey?
What?
You want me to get you another one?
I'm getting there pretty soon.
I've only had one, and I feel like I should just keep Corey going, because this is awesome.
You're probably right.
In fact, I'm probably listening to this show and be like, what the fuck am I talking about?
No.
Yeah,
same
here. I
should have
told this jackass to get off
the This week's show is either our biggest mess ever or the greatest shit we've ever recorded. I don't know.
I'm going greatest shit we've ever recorded. But y'all
big surprise.
I'm going to ask. Can you go without me for a couple minutes?
Yes.
I think we can manage.
Piss.
You gotta piss. You gotta piss like a racehorse.
Leave the iPad.
Now would be a great time to get the game stuff ready. Actually, I guess when he gets back.
Are we
gonna
do
I think we should play a game.
We only got 9 minutes
left.
What
you can do real quick.
God damn it, Kevin.
Hold on. Let's wait till Corey closes the door so we can talk shit.
All right.
Dude, Corey's fucking wasted.
Dude. He's looking for the light. He looks crazy.
Dude, what the fuck? He's torpedoing our show. We gotta stop it.
He's gonna be listening to this later. He's gonna be like, fucking assholes. I was so shit faced.
Oh, come on. If you get drunk on the show, you have to expect this.
Yeah.
That's the kind of show we do.
Especially if you get up and take a leak mid show. How unprofessional!
I feel like we're not even doing a show anymore. I feel like we're just fucking around and people are gonna happen to listen to it.
We fought this last half just got completely fucked.
Oh my god, exactly. I really wanted to do a game this week, but now we only have a couple of minutes left.
Let's do the game anyway.
We'll run to like
one. We'll run a little long, and that's fine.
All right, you guys really want to do a game?
I guess I want to see Corey do a drunk game.
Yeah, this is a great time.
Yeah.
I think.
All right, Melissa, will you get the stuff handed out for us, please? Zach and I are going to have a little powwow here, dude.
We are going to have a little powwow.
Corey's wasted as fuck. No. You would never let a celebrity fuck you in
fucking,
the ass.
No. He walked the fucking line in the break. I was like, hey, walk a line real quick. He's like, okay, walk the thing perfectly.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I'd lock him up right now, dude.
And that told him he sobered up well, and then he just lost his shit. That was the funniest thing in the world.
Hey, you don't need your iPad. You need to write.
We're doing the game?
Yes.
You think he can write?
Yeah,
I wouldn't trust this man with a pencil.
Right. Give me some fucking credit.
I'm gonna shove his ass or something.
Pen is not worth that much money.
It's
Go
not Johnny
yourself.
Depp's pen.
I said pencil, all right?
Oh, well.
A tree had to die for that.
Shit, I kind of forgot about writing utensils, guys. Does anybody have anybody have one in their bag or anything?
No.
God damn it.
I came prepared.
You're the host
yourself.
Of the show, Kevin.
You came prepared? Great. Well, here
go
you go.
Go fuck yourself. I'm the drunkest person here.
Hold on,
shit.
Melissa. Give me this.
What the fuck just happened?
Corey has ejected all the lead in the mechanical pencil. He's mystified.
My pencil just like fucking preed.
Pre what?
It preed.
It preed.
All right, look, we only have a few minutes
like
left. We're just going to do a couple of movie questions
like
for anyone out there.
It's pre-ejaculated. Just fucking shot everything out.
All right.
For anyone that hasn't turned us off yet, we have a game coming up right now. This is movie shit. I'm not sure exactly how it's going to work.
Movie shit.
I believe it's a list of movie characters and movie films, and the way I was kind of hoping it would happen is Melissa will tell us a character, and we name either the movie or the actor. I don't know which one you guys want to do. Dealer's choice. Melissa, you decide. But
you know what the best part about this segment is? Is it in my head I can imagine the game music that's going right now?
Oh, right. And now it's time for another round of movie shit.
Yay!
Cue music.
Hear the music, yes.
All right.
I won't sing it because I know you're going to add something later.
Good.
Okay.
I love the fucking game music, dude.
Really?
It's cheesy as shit, and I love every second of it.
Thank you, man.
I'm playing right now.
Okay, so well, I'm going to tell you guys.
I can hear it in my headphones as we
I'm going to tell you a movie title. You give me the actor and the character.
Wait, that doesn't, because there's a bunch of actors and characters.
Or actor or character.
A?
The main character actor.
Why don't you give us the character and we tell you the actor?
I can do that.
You could give us...
Gordon Gekko is the first one.
All right. Gekko. Music is playing.
Fuck.
Name the actor. Fucking Gekko Brothers.
And the movie if you can. How about you get 2 points if you can name the character and the movie?
How about both movies?
No, only get 2 points possible. But if you can name both movies, I mean, that's cool. I mean, I can, but I feel like this won't suffice. I have mine already printed. The contestants are writing currently. Corey's drunk. Zach's writing.
I'm trying to think right now.
That's all right. Take your time, buddy. Corey, look away. I'm going to hold up my answer for Melissa.
And now I have it in my fucking Netflix queue, but I can't think of the title right now.
Corey, if you hadn't drank so much, you'd be all over this.
I know, dude.
Hey.
Can I move on?
You screeching, motherfucker?
What?
I saw you peeking.
By the way, I forgot during the feedback section, there were like a ton of people who wrote on our Facebook and shit that I neglected. Sorry about that.
Number two.
Wait, well, we got to give the answer and not to the first one.
Okay. Well, Corey didn't get anything.
Corey's not on the board.
I know it's Zach like fucking Gekko Brothers. It's like some sort of fucking zombie movie that doesn't start out as a zombie movie.
Anyway, Zach and Kevin both got the movie. Both got the film, which is Wall Street. And
what?
Michael Douglas.
So we get 2 points each.
Yes.
All right, we're on the board. I like this. We're talking
about the fucking Gekko Brothers. What's the zombie movie that's not a zombie movie that starts out as a fucking
From Dusk Till Dawn with Seth and Richie Gekka.
That's what I was thinking of. From Dusk Till Dawn.
I'd have been fucked on that one.
I know my movie.
I would have been like George Clooney and Quentin Tarantino, but
fuck me.
The Little Tramp.
Johnny Depp, please. The Little Tramp.
That's the character.
Maybe.
Feel like this is completely wrong.
Remember to read everyone's answers.
You
what
are
did Corey
correct,
say?
Corey. That is completely wrong.
What did Corey say? Please read it out loud.
Lady and the Tramp.
My answer?
Corey is a drunk fuck. And
that's that was still Corey not a correct is answer. Drunk
Zach,
as fuck.
Zach actually got it correct, which is Charlie Chaplin.
Yes.
Did he have character and act? Well, I guess what's the character?
Charlie Chaplin.
Character's Charlie Chaplin. The film, there's actually more than one film.
Wait. Let me see if I can get the film. Give me a second.
He hasn't said it yet.
Because there's multiple films. I'm just trying to think of a good one.
There are several.
God damn it. It is. We watched that too in fucking Film History in 1945.
Charlie Chaplin. Jesus.
Film History. God damn it. Have you been in that class?
Film History?
Yeah. To 1945.
I think so.
Okay, never mind.
We watched Buster Keaton and we watched.
Okay, we're gonna keep going.
All right, so Zach has 1 point.
The next character is Ethan Edwards, and Kevin, you should get this.
Ethan Edwards.
I have no idea.
Why the fuck should I get it?
Because we watched it together.
Don't you hate it when that happens? Somebody's like, and you should know this. You're like, well, fuck you. Now there's all this pressure.
Ethan Edwards is the name of a character?
Mm-hmm.
I know that's not right. I don't give a shit.
Corey's answer was Mission Impossible.
Ethan Hunt.
Yeah, which is close, actually.
It's an Ethan.
This is the only movie besides Bonnie and Clyde I can remember that we watched together.
You're incorrect, Kevin. Lestrada. Which would be Anthony Quinn for La Strada, and Robin Williams and Snatch Adams. No, the correct answer was John Wayne in The Searchers.
Oh, motherfuck! You're right.
Okay, Travis Bickle.
What?
What is his name?
I don't know. Hey, Corey, since you're drunk, would you let Johnny Depp bickle your pickle for a nickel?
All right, Melissa, everyone look away, please.
I need
no
some
copiers.
More reconciliation than that.
I don't even know it.
The contestants are writing while I am drinking.
We're all gonna have to piss so bad at the end of the night.
I've gotten my piss out.
I did too, but I still have to piss again.
Did you drink a whole bottle of Boone's Farm?
Yes.
Nice. That's old school.
A little beer of.
Dry again. You want me to get another one? Champ?
I can get myself another.
Slugger?
Zach, are you still fucking writing? We're trying to do radio here. Trying to get something fucking going here. And you're
okay, according to.
Drunk fuck. Give me a minute.
Okay, according to Corey, it's Blink-182 on the road.
On the road?
That definitely looks like a T.
Whatever, dude. My handwriting is
and which
stretch.
Is most definitely wrong.
Yes.
I can give a two shits.
Kevin said?
Kevin said. Robert De Niro and Taxi Driver, which is in fact correct.
Dang it. Which means I get 2 points.
Two ballers. Yes.
And according to Zach, Corey Vandersleen in Ass Pirates of the Caribbean.
Ah, nice. Good guess.
Thank you.
That might make some money.
He's definitely had a few
barrels. I thought you said earlier.
Susan, okay, the next one is Susan Vance.
16.
This fucking game sucks.
Wait, what? Seriously. Wait, what was it?
Susan Vance.
Fuck, I know this too. It's gonna drive me nuts.
It's a Hepburn.
Audrey Hepburn? Susan Vance? Fuck it.
Alright, contestants are writing, including myself. Don't get bored, people. There'll be music.
We're doing some shit.
Here's my guess. Read it. Read that shit, Melissa.
That is incorrect.
That's incorrect?
Yeah.
God damn it. You said it was a Hepburn. Did you say Audrey Hepburn?
No, I just said a Hepburn.
Catherine
Hepburn.
Oh, what
no,
the fuck?
I said a Hepburn. It's one of them. It's a Hepburn film, but not.
Fuck.
Another guess? No? No? Nothing? No dice?
No.
All right, fuck.
I know mine is wrong. I don't get two shits, though.
All right, Corey, get out of here. No, drink your beer, you fuck.
I'm going to start calling you.
I was going to make a joke about the ass pirates. I don't remember what it was. Oh, 16 men in a douchebag's chest.
All right.
Continue.
Okay, we're just going to move on to the next one. Detective Virgil Tibbs.
Hey, wait. I said
God damn it, they call me Mr. Tibbs. It's in the heat of the night. It's heat of the night, right? It's heat of the night.
Yes, that is correct,
God
Kevin.
Damn it.
Can you give me the character? Or can you give me the actor?
I can't weigh in then.
Sidney Poitier.
Yes.
Robert De Niro. What?
Wait, I think I know it. I'm gonna go.
Why'd you say it was a Hepburn film? Why'd you give me a female
no,
character?
That was the next film on the list.
Oh, Christ almighty.
No, the Hepburn was Catherine Hepburn in Bringing Up Baby.
Uh-oh. How would we have...
That movie's obnoxious as shit anyway, with Cary Grant.
I'm
going
to guess Sidney Poitier in Heat of the Night.
Eat a dick, Zach.
Oh, 2 points. Thank you, Kevin.
What else we got? Come on. I feel like we can almost get informal now. We're over their timeline, but we can just...
Carl Spackler.
I'm done.
The fuck?
Fuck.
You guys should know this. It's a great film.
Carl I don't watch Spackler. A lot of movies that were made before I was born.
Give us
a hint. I have to admit that.
Yeah, but you would have
seen...
Yeah,
give us a year.
Give us a hint.
1980.
That's not going to fucking help.
That was made before I was born.
Yes, but you should know it because it's fucking hilarious.
How about we veto to skip this one and Melissa just tells us?
Caddyshack. Fuckers, it's what? Bill Murray.
You're right.
Okay,
you're
it's
right.
Easy for you to take the fucking stance that we should
I'm
know.
I'm usually really good with names and characters. You're right. You're right. Okay, what's
Kevin's
next?
Kevin's had, you know, 40 and a half.
Dorothy
a 60.
Gale.
Dorothy it's just Wizard Gale. Of Oz.
Yes.
And it's Judy Garland.
Yes.
So 2 points
Judy
for
Garland,
Kevin.
Wizard of Oz.
Zach actually
I
gets
think
2 points.
Will too.
So does he because I blew it. So everybody gets 2 points for that.
That is what I would guess though for Dorothy. Any
yeah,
Dorothy she
Wizard
would say.
But would you fucks have got Judy Garland?
No, I would have gotten that wrong. I'll give you that. In fact,
I've
you can deduct a point for me if you want to be.
No, no, no. It's my fault for yelling
out. I remember
out.
Garland,
I'll,
but I don't
I'll
remember
eat the
first
point
name.
Gotcha. I'll eat the point on that.
Alright.
I'm a gracious host.
See.
As long as you're eating points and not dick, Kevin.
I'm not Corey.
Hey, it's got to be worth something, goddammit.
Corey, I'm gonna
Corey's
skip,
a gold digger.
I'm going to skip two of these.
For dick,
they're...
I am, goddammit.
Maybe this is a good
eat
place to end
ass.
The show.
Two shits.
Do what?
I said, maybe this is a
eat
good place
eat two
to...
of Kevin's shits that he fucking sharted out in his goddamn underwear.
Those are very liquidy shits. I don't know what this means.
Okay, fine. Drink his shits.
You might need a straw. Anyway, Charles Foster Kane.
Citizen Kane, Orson Welles. Everybody
there
gets 2 points.
There you go.
That's true.
Atticus,
everybody gets 2 points.
Atticus Finch.
To Kill a Mockingbird, Gregory Peck.
Everybody gets 2 points.
God damn it.
I like this game.
Could have gotten that shit.
We're all killing now.
Ellen Ripley.
Alien Sigourney Weaver.
Good job, guys. Okay, the rest of these are way too easily. Unless you guys know who played Scarlett O'Hara.
Scarlett O'Hara is the character, right?
No, Scarlett O'Hara is the character.
Oh, is that from Casablanca?
No, oh my god, no.
Is that from Gone with the Wind?
Yes.
Okay, my bad. Christ. Give me a fucking break.
It's only one of the most epic movies ever done.
It's only one of the most boring movies.
It is boring. It is boring as shit.
Susan.
So is fucking Citizen Kane, though. That's a good movie.
Okay.
That's not alright at all.
I have to piss.
Okay, come on. What's next? Let's just do a couple more. I just want to hear what's on here.
Okay.
Is it done?
Fred C. Dobbs.
Okay,
Fred,
we're done.
Dobbs.
Look, is everybody... are we pretty much done? I mean, I know this is an anticlimactic way to end the show, but everybody's got to pee, and we're all kind of drunk, and this
you
is
guys
sort
have
of
to
a
pee.
I don't have to pee. I just fucking win.
I'm good.
By everybody, you mean our producer.
What do you guys think? Can we call it quits?
Should we?
I think maybe on the game.
As always, I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling. We will see you next week.
Yes.
That's it for tonight. I'm here with Corey, the drunken fuck, Vandersleen, along with Zach.
Maybe
Youngblood
I'll
Lewis.
Be more sober
hey.
Next week.
Our very lovely producer.
Don't know.
Hey guys, Melissa Galbraith. Have a good night.
And we
Jelly
will
Brad.
See you next week.
Hey, see ya.
Bye, guys.